Now, the pollinators, of which honeybees we are talking about at the top of the list, also includes bumblebees, hornets, wasps, butterflies, hummingbirds, and even bats are considered pollinators. But something is happening in the environment that is causing all of those different species to decline. And currently, the most dramatic event is the massive disappearance of honeybees in North America, Spain, and Poland, and we'll see what else happens in Europe as the spring unfolds there. Well, I was talking about all this with Jerry Hayes, who's chief of the apiary section for Florida's Department of Agriculture in Gainesville. And he told me that he was asked a year ago to speak before the National Academy of Sciences in Washington, D.C., about the serious decline of North American pollinators.
I was able to make a presentation to the National Academy of Sciences last year, and they produced a report about the loss of pollinators in North America. The federal government asked the National Academy of Sciences to look at this from a strategic standpoint. How much of our food production do we want to turn over to other countries that may be friendly now and not friendly in the future, similar to our energy production problems right now? So the federal government is looking at this, and my question is, are honeybees the canary in the coal mine? What are honeybees trying to tell us that we as humans should be paying more attention to? This is the most dramatic losses that I've seen in my career. I think I've heard 80% losses. I think they lost 400,000 colonies in Poland and 600,000 in Spain or something like that. We have about 280,000 colonies registered in the state of Florida. Of that, we're projecting a loss between 35 and 45% of those. What insects can you think of that man has a relationship with? There aren't too many. And honeybees have had a relationship with man for thousands of years. It has been beneficial to both species. And now that is highly in jeopardy.
Could we be looking at food shortages at the end of 2007?
I suppose if this continued, so then the question is, who fills in the gap and do we become reliant on them? I think I read a figure, the USDA projected by 2015 or something like that, that 40% of our vegetables would be coming from China. So the transition's already taking place, and what does this mean for consumers? If they can still get food in a grocery store and the price is the same, who cares about the honeybee?
But that comes back to your presentation at the National Academy of Sciences and the interests of national security. If we end up losing our pollinators in North America and we're dependent upon China, South America, and other countries that politically may become difficult in the future, what would happen to the U.S. food supply?
Exactly.